This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
I'm way overdressed.
Yes, you are.
It's a little bit warmer now in California, so I'm keeping the apartment a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Well, then. Why is it warmer in there?
Because it's California.
Saving energy?
Oh, I guess so.
He has to pay for it now, so he has to save it. It's different when you have to pay for the air conditioning. When before you didn't have to. You're like, oh, it's so nice and cool in here. Oh, Jesus, look at my electric bill. Holy fuck me in the ass.
Well, I mean, to be fair, my electric bill is not even over $100. So, like, I literally don't have any room to complain.
Welcome to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about all things puppy and consensual sexual play. I am Barely Normal, and with me is...
I am Keynes.
I'm Dawson.
And this week's primary topic is Pride Month. We are coming to you from the month of June. We're going to be discussing a little bit of Pride pups, or if pups are okay in Pride or not, or why is there a backlash? Why do we have to understand it? We're going to talk a little bit about both sides and kind of go along that direction. This is a very sensitive topic for a lot of folks. It's very, what's the word I'm looking for? Diaposing or dialectical, I don't know, where you get people opposing different things and what are you going to do and how are you going to do it? So, yes, I see that. He's looking at his phone. He's texting somebody. Poor Dawson. He's just in there. He's having a bad day. It's been a bad day all around and a bad week for all of us here. But we're going to try and have a good time today and make you pups happy.
It's going to be like I never left. I'm here the entire time.
Okay.
He's here all week. Remember to tip your waitress. Try the veal. It's
like veal.
Try the veal. That's right.
It is remember, pride. I will take dollar bills.
That's right. And remember, if you had a good time, let us know. If you didn't, let us know and we'll make it better. Okay. So what pride events have you guys attended, you pups attended?
So, I mean, I'll go first.
Okay. But
So I've gone to many events. I mean, I've gone to fur cons, but we're not really talking about fur cons. But
no.
So I've, outside of the fur cons that I've gone to, I've gone to, like obviously like my area town, like, so like Sacramento Pride, a couple of years now. I've gone to SF Pride a couple times. I've gone to San Diego Pride one time, but that was literally with a group of people and we only went to like literally a bar. And then I've been
so that to, was a, that was Pride event adjacent, apparently. You just went to a bar.
We went to, well, I didn't even know that it was a Pride like weekend.
Oh, okay.
We just literally went to the bar and we're like, it's Pride.
Yay. Huzzah.
Yeah, so it was definitely interesting. That's when I hugged put my face in the titties of a cow.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a couple episodes ago. We
I'm assuming it was consensual.
Oh yes, 100%.
Okay, good.
And then so I've also gone to like the other events. I mean, there's a pup event that I always want to go to. I haven't yet made it down there, but it's in LA. And it's basically a big gigantic pup con, to speak. But I've been to Dory Alley in San Francisco, which is like a very kink heavy like event a couple times.
Oh, that's what that is. I was seeing that word on our script and I was like, what the hell is door?
Yeah, Dory Alley.
Okay, Dory Alley.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Diagon Alley, which is a Harry Potter thing. No, totally different event.
That is.
Totally different event.
Wands will go in mysterious holes at the Dory Alley event.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, wands in holes. I love it.
So Dory Alley is a...
Okay, but before you go on, I want to tell a story. So you know, I have the other podcast where we talk, where they get high and they watch Game of Thrones. And the latest episode that they watched was the season finale of season two. And one of the comments in one of the actors, Varys, the eunuch, was talking with one of Baelish's whores. And he looks at her and he says, "You are just a series of profitable holes." And I thought, I love that. I should, we should, that should be the name of a podcast, A Series of Profitable Holes. Or a golf course. That would be fun. Ooh, come play awesome. Series of Profitable Holes.
Yeah, that would be good.
Anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
So Dory Alley is basically a very kink heavy like event. And so there's a lot of times like Dory Alley and Folsom Street Fair, to be honest. Folsom Street Fair is another event that I've gone to, but Dory Alley is more so on the kink heavy side, where people are naked walking on the streets in San Francisco. Ooh. And like there's actually like full on shibari. There's nice. Like people actually like tying volunteers up. Like nice. You can actually sign up to be whipped for an hour. Like at different like variations. You can be put on like display for everyone. And there's a whole like pup playground that the San Francisco like pup organization like puts on. There's a bunch of vendors and stuff like that.
And when is this event? I can't remember what it's called, but they have like the you like get put into the little like latex things and they suck all the air out now and you look like a little art piece. I can't remember what it's called now.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
so it's basically really a, like that. A vacuum bag.
Yeah, you're talking about.
I really want to try that. Yeah, I don't know why, but those look so fun.
It is. Have you ever? You've never actually like been in one of those, like alone or anything?
No.
So,
no, unless a condom counts.
No,
when it's too small.
Well, no. I was gonna say if you have a full body condom, good for you. Where do you get those? They sell those at Costco.
They're right beside the teeny tiny ones.
Yes. The box is huge, though.
The sleeve that you rip open is like...
Right.
Gigantic thing.
It's like a mattress bag. But, so, oh, wow. Okay. I would be tempted, though, if I went in there, I would be tempted to do the pose of... from Star Wars.
Oh yeah, yeah.
When he was put in carbonite.
Yes. <That's- laughs> But like, so like, you can actually get those. They're actually not that expensive. They're vacuum beds.
Right.
And basically, it's just like a big gigantic suction vacuum. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not really like you don't buy the vacuum with it. You just buy the two sheets, and then it comes in a frame, and then basically the PVC has like holes. Where it meets with the
sucks them out.
Yeah, it just sucks all the air out. But I mean, note like for people that might be confused, is they still have a hole where
breathing
they're
hole,
breathing.
Yes. You're like not they, suffocating. No, yeah,
they have a straw that they put in their mouth. And sometimes they won't do that. They'll actually put in nostril. Things and then basically like tape it in so that they can't move. And then you can basically sit there for hours and just, you know, struggle to your heart's content, and you're not going to be able to move.
Yeah. I mean, I would be that way, and someone would come up and touch the outline of my dick, and I would just come all over the place. I mean, that's just the way it would happen. I mean, that's just the way I am. Like, ooh, look, penis. Give me my safe word. Because, you know, you can't hear you, so you're like...
Yeah. usually it's you can still like move your hand a little bit and usually they just ask you to like if you really need out, just like do like a middle finger or like something something that's like
it's like, fuck you, let me out of here.
Yeah, exactly. There's usually like a sign that they have, because you can still kind of move your fingers around it.
Now, can I sign up at Dory Alley to whip you for an hour?
They do have people that will volunteer to actually like do the whipping. Usually it's part of their like community, like the tight knit community, so that they know how to do things. Because you don't necessarily want someone, especially in an open atmosphere like that, doing something wrong and teaching people in the wrong way of flogging someone,
yes, for instance. I get that. I can see that could be a problem. It's not like you're not flogging them like medieval days where you're punishing them. This is more of a pain, punishment, pleasure thing.
Yes, correct. Yes. This is, I mean, there are some people that literally want like full on blood. And you know, it is a thing, but yeah, they do definitely keep everything sanitary.
Yep. No, not for me. Not not the blood. Nope. When I was a teenager, I dated a girl and we were making out and she hands me a knife and she says, "Cut me." And I was like, "Nope." Out, I'm out, I'm peace out. I think that was when I turned gay, that moment when she said, I was like, nope, if the bitches want to be cut, I'm going to go start sucking dick. so much easier.
That's fair. Like, I mean, yeah. We just were having a conversation earlier today about how I just realized that I could have a child. And I'm like, man, mm-hmm. I am so glad I am gay in so many different ways.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know how I could be a father.
I mean, in theory, I have, 14 scaly kids over here. So, like, it's at least they can't talk back.
That's true.
But I still have to. I think I'd rather some days change a baby's diaper than pick up some of the dragon shit. That stuff is rank some days. Like, I'm sure we got some piggies out there that would love the experience, but not for this pup.
Yeah, no. And having changed baby diapers. I don't know. I think dragon poop would be better than baby diapers sometimes. Depends on what that friggin' baby was eating, because ick, bleh.
I mean, sometimes when you see the dragons go to the bathroom, it does look like they literally just blew it out their ass. Like,
oh, Jesus.
It's bad. All right.
So, anyway, other events that you went to, Canes? Any other Pride events or anything like that? We're all over the place, but that's
I don't
okay.
think so.
All right.
What about you, Barely? Like, what have you...
I've been to Portland Pride a couple of times, Portland, Oregon, and of course Salem Pride because I'm on the board, so I kind of have to go. And Salem, Oregon has two Pride festivals, honestly. One was just this last weekend. Portland Pride usually is Father's Day weekend, but they moved theirs to July this year, which is nice because yesterday was miserable for weather and it would have sucked. I mean, it was 45 degrees and it was downpouring rain. That festival grounds would have been miserable.
That's terrible.
And the parade would have been miserable because nobody would have been half naked. They would have been all bundled up with their parkas to keep warm on the float.
True.
Yay. We're the go-go boys dressed in winter wear. Yay. It's like, well, they'll be rubbing their nipples out here because of the all the layers, you know. I could tell you why we have two if you want to know.
Yeah, no, I'm curious on why.
So 2 years ago, there was a big falderal and hullabaloo at the Salem Pride board meeting because – so what happens in Oregon, a lot of towns have Pride events. And they move them around to different weekends because there's limited people and there's limited vendors. And so all the Pride presidents get together and they pick when their weekend will be so that we don't compete with anybody else. And that way the vendors can move from one to one, right?
Like the first time it actually happened in my town this year. And I'm actually kind of appreciative for it.
That what? That happened when?
That they actually planned our event outside of the other events that were actually happening around Northwestern Ontario. So it wasn't just 50 events happening on the same day.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you get 50 events and you get 20 people at each event. Woohoo. Yay. But so two of the gals on the Pride board had this huge argument about you have to have Pride Festival on Pride weekend. It has to be in June. It has to be the weekend of the Stonewall, blah, blah, blah. And we were like, no. And they said, fine. And they quit the board. We'll do our own event. And so they do their own event. So I call that the Lesbian Pride Festival.
I was just going to say lesbians, right? And how was the hair? Like, are we okay, brawny lesbians. Nice.
Love. Yes. So that's a very lesbian forward Pride event. Everything, all the vendors, I didn't even go downtown. They block off one block downtown and do it in a state parking lot. And that's about it. But there's no parade or anything like that. In fact, I think only Portland has a big parade here in Oregon. Maybe Eugene might, but I've never been to Eugene's Pride. But and we're going to talk about this later because there's some pushback on Pride events in a lot of cities.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
This year. There's a ton of pushback. So so those are the two Pride festivals that I've ever gone to, Portland Pride and Salem Pride. And
okay.
Portland Pride's huge. 3, 2, 1, 0. He's been to 0, apparently.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You have a wonderful day as well, too.
Dawson's been on the phone with fraud protection for his bank for the last 7.5 days.
Humans don't understand that I'm a puppy.
He's been on hold for 7 days.
7 days. But we're back, and it's like it's like nothing happened.
It's like nothing happened ever. So, Dawson, what Pride events have you been to?
Well, so this is what I was trying to figure out too, because like I've been to a couple of them. So I've been to a Pride parade here in my own town. Mm-hmm. That was about 4 years. Well, four. Oh God, that was pre-COVID. So 2018.
Okay.
Would have been the last one. And then this year would have been like the first like big hurrah that we'd done. But last year I did New York's Pride.
Oh, nice.
Which was absolutely, that was insane. That mm-hmm. was crazy. That was my first Pride event technically. Well, we went with Marcus, but it was by ourselves. We didn't know anybody. We didn't know any other pups really at the time. I was just kind of like, I was just leaving the doghouse. Mm-hmm. So like, didn't really do much, but there was like a million people there. That was also when Roe v. Wade got overturned. So there was the whole march and uproar with that. So we ended up, they moved all of the women's groups all the way up to the front of the parade. And it was this huge thing, which was amazing. And then all the events that were happening outside of it, got to go to the Black Eagle for the first time, which was cool, which was technically the first gay bar at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then same thing in Thunder up in here, we did a march this year instead. So I don't know if that's something that's different or not, but what we did up here was a march instead of a parade. So there is mm-hmm. no, and it's more, I think mostly because red tape now with cities as well too. Apparently there's some issues. Mm-hmm. But they didn't want to block off any of the streets. They didn't want any like floats or anything, like any loud music or anything. It was just basically, it was a gay protest is what it was. So like mm-hmm. It was mostly like what we ended up basically doing was it was a giant march for trans rights is what it was.
Oh, okay.
So everybody was there. That was what our kind of main focus was making sure that trans flags were out there, that trans representation, pan representation, all that was out there and known. Just because we've been having issues where we've had people, they've been going to all the different elementary schools mm-hmm. in town protesting the pride flags at the school. So every elementary school, every school that basically has a pride flag, they've been going every day to protest outside of them. And there was actually a hotel in town that raised the pride flag and the trans flag this year. And mm-hmm. within 20 minutes of raising it, somebody had threatened to go down and shoot them. Wow. So the cops had to get called and there was investigations going on. And so it's good that we had, like, it was good that we came back this year and it was like the biggest march and parade and like festival that we had. But like, I'm sure you guys can see over the years, hitting up different pride events, hitting up different marches and festivals and stuff, things. Sometimes it used to be like, hey, we're proud to be here and this is my day to like be proud and gay and like kind of not have mm-hmm. to worry about what other people are looking at me. And now it's kind of like, hey, can you like we're here for this group of people now. Like we mm-hmm. had our fun, but now it's time to get our shit together and do some work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But it could like depend too, depending on the city and like depending on the march. Like I'm sure the lesbians yeah. have bobbing for apples at theirs.
And we have bobbing for knots, so you know yeah. it's
nuts and bolts.
Knots and bolts, yes. But I mentioned earlier about the pushback. So I know that there's at least 4 cities in Oregon that canceled their Pride event this year because when they announced the dates, they started getting death threats, and one of the presidents actually got assaulted, which was Jesus. Just awful. Yeah. Yep. So, but yes, we're getting a lot of pushback on a lot of different things out there.
Do you think that's just because they have nothing better to fight about right now?
I don't.
Maybe?
I don't really want to get into like.
Yeah.
Political. Okay. So this is the,
you don't want to politicize the, things.
I don't want to politicize things. And this is, like, okay. So like what this topic is about is like, mm-hmm. so, with pups, for instance, okay. There's been a lot of pushback and a lot of like fighting to like get them to be okay in a pride event. Mm-hmm. And yes, at some of my events to like Sac Pride a few years ago, they wouldn't allow pups to actually march in the parade. And it was like a whole thing like, okay, why are you only focusing on the pups and not the go-go dancers, not the half-naked men that are strewed everywhere, basically.
Or the half-naked women with a Band-Aid on their nipple. Yeah, I mean,
exactly. And yeah. And they were like, well, it's because it's a family friendly environment. And I was like, I don't.
Is it really?
I don't agree with that because
no.
I disagree and agree. So like there's a time and place for everything. And Pride is supposed to be a celebration of everyone coming together and celebrating our freedom. Mm-hmm. That's what it should be today. Before, right. It was just a more of a protest against equal rights for anyone that wanted to have a relationship with the same sex.
Wait a minute. Having a relationship with the same sex?
Yes.
You have to have a relationship.
Ew. Relationships? Ick. Nah. Can't you just have sex?
I thought this was Pride, and we're not talking about commitment here.
We only have one month.
It's the only month of the year that the gays get to have sex. That's it. That's it. The rest of the time, we're contributing members of society. We do nothing at all except be buttoned down, folks. Yeah. It's like
we're so proper. See, Case,
we got you. We got you feeling better now.
Yeah,
but no, you got like that. Is the point though? Is that like that's what it? That's what Pride should be about. Is coming out and. When like people say that, yeah, oh, it's a family friendly event. I'm like, okay, yeah, I get like there is a time and place to have like it should be a family event. Like it you should be able to bring kids there. You mm-hmm. should be able to inform them and things like that. However, you can't give me that argument saying, hey, the dogs aren't allowed, but the go-go dancers are allowed. Well, you guys just finishing partying, singing to the top of your lungs, WAP on the way to the Pride Festival with your 3-year-old. Uh-huh. And there's a Kids Bob version of it. Like,
right.
Bruh.
No, and that's the point. Like, I understand where they're coming from because yes, I can get their point of they don't want to see like insertable tails or, you know, the asses of, you know, all these pups. Because most pups wear like a jock mm-hmm. at these events. And I understand that because you do have like Dory Alley and Folsom Street Fair that, you know, are more focused to the kink side. So I get the wanting to separate it like that, but at the same time, I don't get it because you're then just limiting on who can join and who can be in the parade, and that's not what Pride is about.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And to be honest, pups are not sexual. And this is the misconception too, is everyone's like, oh, Pride, like pups are just gonna, you know, fuck people. And it's like, no, that's not
no, there's they're gonna fuck each other. They're just not gonna run around and fuck people. You're correct. And there's a time and a place. I mean, some places like the Salem Pride, we have a kid friendly area and then an adult area. And the adult area is roped off, and that's where you have to show ID. You have to be 18 or over to get in. So it's closed off. It's walled off basically with tents and stuff. But the rest of the festival is family friendly and, you know, but then there's the argument, is a drag show in a public park a bad thing for kids to be exposed to. I mean, and some of these states are saying that's a bad thing.
And I disagree with that completely.
No. Oh, 100% I disagree with that. Yeah.
See, and that's my whole thing too, is at the end of the day, and that's where, and I'm kind of loving how like the parents are starting to be like, can you just let us parent our kids, please? Like,
yes. Right.
Because I'm like, my whole thing is like, say for instance, like this Pride celebration we had in town here. It was one of the biggest ones we've had, like I said, and there was kids, dogs, people, 100 years old, 100 negative years old. I'm pretty sure there's a few people there. But there's all walks of life, all ages, and I don't know if it's the same thing that lines up with the pup community as well, too, but there wasn't that many quote-unquote leather or kink people there. So you didn't see much leather, you didn't see much chaps, you didn't see many daddies in their hats and hoods and things like that. Like, there was maybe three of us. And I found that, like, sometimes even with the pups, they got kind of put together. But then the same thing too, when you're going back to the whole, well, it's a family or the drag queens and all that stuff, it's like, well, if you're in the middle of Portland, or if you're in the middle of anywhere, New York City, stuff like that, you're walking down the kid with this in the street, are you going to go and tell that bum who just finished shooting up, hey, don't do that out here in front of my children, you're offending me? Mm-hmm. Or are you just going to keep walking on by like nothing happened? Mm-hmm. And then if your kid asks questions, you're going to explain why he's in that bad situation. So yeah. Why can't that be the same thing when you see a drag queen? Oh, what are they doing? They're performing. Oh, cool.
Right, right.
Well, it's not even just that. So for me, my like whole argument, in my opinion, for that whole thing of the of my son is, you know, looking at this and he shouldn't be looking at it. Well, what about all the sporting events that you have that you go to with the cheerleaders that are pretty much like, have you looked at the Dallas Cowboys, like, right, their cheerleaders anytime recently? Because I think their outfits are getting smaller and smaller every year.
Cowboys baseball or basketball?
It's football.
Oh, okay.
American football, sports, not football sports like the rest of the world.
But like, it's the same thing. Cheerleading events. Okay. You have, you know, all these, you know, these high schoolers and these elementary kids and first to middle school, you have these events that they're dressing in very, very revealing clothes. So what's the difference between doing that and going to a drag show? I think
it's because Honey Boo Boo inspired us all.
But I think I think the drag show is safer than going to like a cheery event or you know a wrestling match or you know a school event, because of drag shows are comical. They are very family friendly things to go to, and I think there's just a miscommunication about that, or a misunderstanding.
Conception?
Yeah, a conception of it. And same thing with like pups in Pride events. You know, it's kind of very similar to that, where there's the miscommunication or the misinterpretation of, you know, pups is that they're all just sexualized.
I was gonna say, are we considered the sluts?
Yes, technically speaking, we are the sluts of
the gay community,
and that's not true at all.
It's not, considering the pup world is not, as we've had this discussion before, it's not just guys. There are a lot of girls and a lot of women, and there are a lot of straight guys and girls in the pup community.
We're actually having a conversation on stream about that. Somebody was asking how come there's not that many like heterosexual or straight people or women or anything like that. I'm like, there's lots. The only thing is that sometimes gays are going to be gay and you're just not going to get a text back sometimes. And it's all the people you hang out with. Like, you're always going to find those bad handful of people that are going to ruin it for the rest of us. Oh, it's up for the rest of us to make sure that those handful of people don't keep getting their way.
I think also the point is like, it's a kink. So some heterosexual like couples will only do it in their house, or will only do it in their bedroom.
Because God's not looking elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That is, God's that not is in my bedroom. Yeah,
that is kind of
God's everywhere but my bedroom.
That is some way that's how they're interpreting it. And that's fine. They're like puppy play is not something that you have to do with other pups. You can literally do it with a solo, like by yourself, or you can literally just have you and your mate doing it together. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be a gay or a straight relationship. It can be anything. Right.
And I will say, I am sorry, but like, I am a gay, proud gay man, and some of the hottest doms I have ever seen in my life are wearing a corset with a nice big tits. Like, mm-hmm. they are the most beautiful woman in the world. Oh my God. Like, I would let you do things except for insert things. Oh, honey. There's
and
one
then
on
you
YouTube
might even let them
like
do the, that too. You never I'm, know.
You know what? I might, because you she'd might, probably yes. make me do it anyway.
Uh-huh. Yes, because she's a dom. She's yeah. like, you don't get
there's
to tell
this
me
one
no.
on BuzzFeed that was doing stuff, and she was like, I can't remember her name, but they were basically trying to guess just by walking up to them, guess what their kinks were.
Mm.
And she guessed like almost everyone. I'm like, oh, you're so hot.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of diversity in the gay community, in the pup community, in all of the communities. And you think about other things that are, there are other things that are barred from the pride festivals and parades, like you said.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, the things that are at the Folsom Street Fair or the Dory Alley are not going to be at a standard pride event.
No, you're not going to, you're not going to get flogging demonstrations or shibari, you know, performances when,
well, not out in public. Yeah.
The person that is being tied up a lot of times with the shibari is literally mm-hmm. naked.
Yes.
Like they're full.
That's
blown,
the only way
like,
to do shibari is yes, to be naked. Correct. Mean, let's just say it
clothing,
out front.
Clothing gets in the way of yes. ropes. I'm telling mm-hmm. you now, it's mm-hmm. better to do naked.
Plus it gives you access to the bits when they can't fight back. You see,
give them the bits.
It's actually funny that you say that because like, for instance, at Dory Alley, I was watching the shibari for a while. Because mm-hmm. we were just hanging out and some people were shopping in our group, and it was all females. The people that were being tied up were all females. Mm-hmm. There were some that were, you know, dominatrixes, and then there were some that were, you know, males. And I was just mm-hmm. blown away that like most of the actual performers were females. And I was like, that's cool. one of them was like really hot, and I was like, oh. I find myself, I might be like bi at this point, like a very little bit, like not.
He's bi adjacent, folks.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, it's 2023. You just have a hint of bi in you. That's all.
Yeah, I have a hint of yeah. that.
Whatever her name self. Is that weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
hey, we should start. We should start something like Ancestry, where you get a little DNA test that tells you how gay you are or how yeah. bi you are. Oh, you're 95% gay and 3% bi and 2% straight.
So. I think some straight people would have some issues with that.
it'd be like that episode of The Office where What's-His-Face gets the heterometer to try and figure out who's gay and who's straight in the office, but then he just doesn't realize it's a metal detector, so he goes and touches his own belt, and he's like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Exactly. Uh-huh. The streets are gonna go, oh shit, I'm 65% gay. What the hell?
What the hell?
Mom, this is your fault, isn't it?
No, it's your father's. The gay genes carried in the penis.
Oh. That makes a lot more sense.
Yep. The lesbian genes are carried in the vaginas. You see?
Ooh, so that's why so many of us are C-sections.
That's right, yes. Right.
Oh mm-hmm. God.
So have you guys gotten like, so have y'all been to, obviously you've been to Pride in full gear and everything. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I've never gone in full gear. I just go and find and have fun.
Okay. So, cause I wanted to know if, so the first, so I don't, can't remember cause I was too busy listening to beautiful elevator music for the first little bit. When you first went to Pride Canes, were you by yourself? Did you go full gear? Did you go just to test out the waters?
Oh, my first event, I literally
back went in my day.
With a group of people Basically, I went with a group of gay friends because I'd never been to an actual gay like pride event, and I didn't even know that they existed. And this was many, many years ago. I don't even want to talk about when this was because I don't even.
Was it when your child was born 18 years ago? Is that what that was?
this was a long time ago. Yeah, so when I first went, it was definitely with a group of friends, and it was like, oh, hey, we're going to go to this event. You should join us. And that's how I got roped into it. It wasn't like I was planning on going. It was just like I was dragged because I was hanging out with them.
See, I have this bad thing where I just, every time I get stressed or I might like go into anxiety mode, it's the same thing that happened to me in New York during Pride too, is I just start working for the event.
Nope. You're not asked to work, you just start working.
I'm literally just a service pup just shows out of nowhere and just starts like, this year I was like trying to figure out, I'm like, well, I like literally asked five people to go, and you know, it's Dawson, so everybody, no, I got stuff to do. And then I see you on Snapchat drinking beers with all your friends down there. Yeah, I know who you are, Janice. So
too bad we weren't recording audio because the eyes just right at the camera. I know who you are, Janice. Yeah.
Death stare. But no, I just end up like the same thing happened in New York when I was there. There was an event at the Eagle and I just got very anxiety ridden. I ended up going working in the little leather shop that they have there where they sell all the harnesses and stuff. I just ended up fitting a bunch of guys for cock rings and harnesses for the rest of the night. And he's like, oh, well, you're doing a good job, so keep doing what you're doing. Cool. And then like this year, everybody was like, no, I got stuff to do, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, I saw all of yous walking around down there. So whatever. And then I called the guy who was organizing the event the night before. I'm like, hey, so I just had a question, like, what is too loud? Because you know me, and I will bring a fucking megaphone with my dress if I need to. And he's like, at this point in Pride, we need to be as loud as we can and shake up as many things as we can. And I'm like, okay, full leather harness it is. So I went out, I did my full get up from top to bottom, the whole, I died, obviously. But basically I was like, hey, so did you need help in the morning or anything? Like, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, if you want to come down and help out. So I got there at like 7:30 in the morning, got a ride, and basically just worked the booth all day, getting people to give puppy the donations, handing out pride flags, giving out waters, and having a little dance party around the thing. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. I just work. You having a good time, Dawson? Yeah, that'll be $4.50, please. Did you need your receipt?
Say, give me my tree fitty.
I need my tree fitty.
Yeah. So, that's, I mean, last thing. Year I went to Portland Pride by myself, and it was kind of fun just kind of walking around. And I am finding it's almost as fun to do things by yourself as it is with a group of people, because I can do what I want when I want to do it. Yeah, then
there is an argument to that,
you know. And with you, when you're with a group of people, they're like, oh, let's go over here. And I'm thinking, well, I wanted to go over there, but now I have to go over here because the alpha male decided that we had to go over there. And I'm like, yeah.
So just so you know, whenever we get together, barely.
Yes.
I always have a harness on with a leash for a reason.
Okay, to because pull you
either
you,
you
to go.
Pull me, if not, you guys are following. It doesn't matter. You can ask any of my friends if Dawson's around. You guys thought you had plans for the night? No, it's whatever Dawson's gonna do.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because at any moment in time, you're gonna lose Dawson. You're gonna try and figure out which bar he's at, and you're like, oh, our night's fucked.
Well, I'll just put a tracker on you. That's what I do with Tabin when we go to cons. I put an Apple tag in him.
Yeah, I got one in my wallet just in case. It's a necessity.
Like, where is he at? Oh, there he is. Okay. I'm going to go find him. It's like,
I only got lost in an Uber once, okay?
Oh, Jesus. How do you get lost in an Uber? You tell it where you want to go, and they take you there.
Because I got out, but then I was on my phone, and then the ADHD thing came in because I was sitting on my phone. And then instead of getting out of the car and slamming the door, I slammed the door and then stayed in the car. And then he drove off thinking that I got out. And yeah,
wow,
So he gave you a free ride is what it is.
Basically, yeah. And so there's a bunch of, like, there's this other time where I went into the parking lot, and I don't know how it happened, but like three cars over, it wasn't even the same looking car as mine. Three cars over from mine, all of a sudden I just get into the front driver's door, sit down, and I try and like putting my keys into the car to start it. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I'm like, wait, this isn't even my car. And I'm like, wait, do I lock? Do they have their keys? Do I lock? They didn't lock their doors. Do I lock their doors for them? What do I do?
They come back because they don't have keys to the door and they can't get in. Like, what the hell? Who locked the goddamn door? Yelling at his wife. God damn it, Martha. I told you not to lock the doors. You know we can't unlock it from the outside.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe if you brought your spare keys with you every once in a while, you goddamn bastard.
I hate you. I want a divorce. You can divorce me. Yeah.
So I've gone to events by myself with a group. And yes, I definitely agree there is some freedom to going by yourself and being able to do what you want to do when you see it, or vice versa, like you want to, you know, go home, or you want to hook up with someone at the local hotel or whatever. It's freeing to be able to just go with that person and not have to check in with people or go, okay, where are we going to meet up after?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I definitely would suggest for your first time going with people.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Your first time. Yeah.
I wouldn't suggest going by yourself just because it is a lot to take in. And there's going to be a lot of people, especially going back to like the neurodivergent you know, and other abilities that hinder you from doing things. I definitely would suggest going with a group of people or someone that you trust that can look after you or has been there before. Because it's going to be funner if you have like the other person with you, or like, cause like, when I went to Dory Alley last time, that was, with Loki and I, and we went with a group of people, but basically we split off from it because we were like, oh, we want to go do stuff. And then they were also like, they want to go do stuff. So we kind of just met up later throughout the day. And it worked.
Every time you say Dory Alley, I keep thinking that this is like the new kink section in Harry Potter. Like you're going to go to the Wizarding World and you just go to Dory Alley to get all of your like leather gear for the school.
Your Wizarding leather gear. Yes.
Yeah. Kind of what it is. There's all sorts of fun activities.
Keeping on that note as well, too, because again, going back to the neurodivergent fun stuff, because that's why how I ended up inside the booth, too, also is because I forgot my headphones. So I wasn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I was standing in one spot and that was it. And that's where my music reached. So the other thing you guys can do is if you're not sure, or if you're like me and have friends all over the places and they can't always meet up at once, volunteer, get in contact with the organizers, volunteer. If there's anything as far as the community goes and you want to see the ins and outs and the dirty and everything, become a volunteer, because the amount of stuff, the amount of tea, the gossip, it is a gay event. You don't want to be entertained, become a volunteer.
And nobody's ever going to turn away a volunteer.
No.
So
not in pride or not in that.
And weekend. Most times too, depending on your thing, if you're a volunteer, guess what? You end up getting discounts. You get free food. You get like, if you're volunteering for like MIL or anything like that, sometimes you get little vendor discounts and stuff like that. If the vendors are there, like it's great.
Yeah. It's actually funny that you bring that up, because I've wanted to do this for a long time. I just don't live close enough to Mr. S, but Mr. S actually has a volunteer program for like these bigger events, and you can basically go in at the store because they're open during these events, and they're very packed. Like you try to go into Mr. S during like Dory Alley, for instance, and it is just a line outside to get in. To get your bag checked in, and it is just hundreds of people inside. It is crazy, but you can volunteer.
Nuts to butts all the way around.
Yes, basically. Yep. But you can go in there and, you know, they have, like, they'll have DJs. They'll have, like, a whole, like, an alley that they actually, like, divide out from the mm-hmm. audience, from the, like, the main street. And they'll actually, like, have, like, a full beer, like, truck there.
Nice.
And they'll,
nice.
Like, have, like, a whole bunch of people there, like, tasting, like, basically a bar. Mm-hmm. But you can actually volunteer. And what's cool about nice. That is they give you in-store credit.
Yay.
Paying you. Yay. So like they give you an incentive to actually work as many hours as you can. And it's actually really cool. And I'm like, man, if I was just a little bit closer, that would be so doable.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Hey, that would be fun.
It would be fun.
It's you like... were messing me up there, Canes. You were talking, and I don't know if it's just because you have a good mic or if it's my headphones or not, but like you're doing this, so it sounds like you're talking like this.
Oh,
so every time you move to one side of the mic to the other, I just hear you switch in my headphones, so it just sounds like you're behind me being like, hey, guess what? How's it going? And it freaked me out there for a second because it just clued into me for a second. I was like, oh, shit.
So I wonder why you backed away going,
So if I go like this.
No.
Driving Dawson crazy. Thank you for coming along and... It's a short trip, I understand, though.
It usually.
Yeah. So we talked about why pups are not allowed sometimes and why they're allowed sometimes. But I guess what it comes down to is Pride, to me, is supposed to be all-inclusive. It's supposed to include all of the aspects of the alphabet community, if you want to call it that, because LGBTQIAA2S4 something or other. So I, you know, all those letters and initials. By the same token, I understand there has to be some sort of, you can't have full nudity. Now, here's the thing about Portland, Oregon. So Portland, Oregon, you can be buck-ass naked 24/7 in public in Portland, Oregon. As long as you're not aroused. That's the key right there. As long as you're not aroused or doing anything arousing, you can be naked if you want. And there's nothing they can do about it. There is no indecency clause in Portland, Oregon. And
that would be so much fun.
And you think about, and now all these cities have these naked bike rides, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or naked runs. So
why are those okay, but putting pups in the Pride Parade is not, and yet you can have 5,000 swinging dicks on a bicycle going past you, and that's fine. You know, that's fine. Or the lesbians peddling their pussy down the road, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, but the peddling pussies and the dicks down the road, we still have to watch because, like, there's chains involved, and, like, by the time, depending on some of those women, if they haven't had the surgery in a while, they're basically wearing them like slippers at this point.
And... Well, that's true. And their meat curtains are hanging down, getting caught in the chains, you know, so.
That graphical, like, visual of that. Literally. I'm just like, literally
happy
hearing.
Thanksgiving.
It's like, what's, yeah, what is that? What is that noise? Oh, it's labia flying by. Like,
right. Well, I think my last opinion on that, I think I have, is that at the end of the day, and this is just me being an entertainer, whistling, and this goes back to the drags, mm-hmm. The drag performers and everything, is that the parents need to know what's going on. They need to make sure that their children and everybody around them is being educated and informed of everything that's going on. And at the end of the day, us as entertainers and us as the people in the community ourselves need to also remember that, yes, we are proud of ourselves. Yes, we are. And this might just be a Canadian thing that I'm thinking of, but yes, we are here to represent. We are here to be proud. We are here to spread pride, spread love, and spread ourselves out more than what we need to be sometimes. Giggity. But as I was an adult entertainer and I was also a child entertainer, I was not showing up to kids' shows saying, fuck y'all, dicks, with tight ass pants and my dick hanging out.
Right.
I was dressed appropriate and the script and everything was appropriate for that. Just like how when you bring your kids to a story time at the library, they're not going to be reading,
Tommy Does Billy. Yeah.
That works because freaking Helen Keller's book just popped up in my head first time around. I'm like, why did that show up there? But, you know, we're not reading like some kind of sexy, like noir novel to the kids, right? Like it's all educated. It's all within context. And that's at the end of the day, like that's common sense, y'all.
Okay. Okay. I have a question for both of you and listeners. Have you guys heard about these children's books that are very just innuendos?
So isn't there one with a worm?
There's one with a worm.
My two favorite, foxes. My favorite is definitely Sally's Beaver.
Sally's Beaver?
Yes.
Yes.
Links. And there's Amazon links.
Right. Amazon and there's also, what was it? There's one about a squirrel, Timmy's Nuts.
Yes.
And he has the biggest nuts of all the squirrels, and all the girls like to play with his nuts. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah. So here's the funny thing is it's literally it children will not make that connection. There is a sense of children definitely know the like there's an innocence type of thing to children and that type of stuff. So even if they go to a drag show, they're not gonna the parents have to explain what is going on. You're not going to have a child just go, "Oh, that is a guy." And they're going to go, "Oh, is that a girl?" Like they're going to think I don't understand the logic.
And the parents judging by all the TikToks
they don't want to have to explain.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Like I literally had a parent see me as a pup now and knew what my job was before. Mm-hmm. But I was very nervous about telling her because I disappear, right? But when I have somebody that's like, hey, like constantly like that, I'm like, you know what? I can trust you, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh my God, that's awesome. Like, you know what? I absolutely suck at this stuff and I have the two boys at home. Honestly, I think what I'm going to have to do one day is just get you over here and whatever questions they have about sex, you can just answer them for them. I'm like, that's not the way this works.
That's not the way this works.
I will help you answer those questions. This is why we're in the predicament we are in right now.
You ask me, I'll tell you. You tell your children. Yes.
It's called a consulting. It's called consulting for a reason. I tell you what you need to know, and then you go from there.
Oh, God,
I am not the parent. There's a reason why I do not have kids.
She just wanted to, she wanted somebody else to explain
That's the main thing. Like at the end of the day, I'll just here. You can do it, but then that's the equivalent. Like, well, go on the internet and find out, Timmy.
Right? Yeah. Well, Dawson said that he has to leave here really soon, so we'll skip the Wheel of Kink tonight. But what I want to talk about is it's my turn to give my sex position that I invented. So I have invented the pencil sharpener. And this is a size position where the top is very large or tall and the bottom is very tiny. So think like 6'5" top and 4 foot bottom. So the top very lays on twinkie. His back. Yes, very twinkie, very light, very twinkie. The big guy lays on his back with his erection sticking up, and you just kind of bounce the twink onto the cock, and then you just spin him around like a pencil sharpener. And you just keep spinning and spinning and spinning, make sure his legs are up, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Have you done this?
I have, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, I want to see that.
Yeah.
So is it's electric or manual? Like, do you have to turn them yourself?
No, you have to turn them yourself. Yeah. Okay. Like I said, you have to spin them around on yourself. And I've done this. Kane's just asked me if I did this. And I said, yes, I have. I've done this once before. And it was very, very hot.
Could you make it electric if you just put, like, you know, a vibrating cock ring on and then just like...
You could.
No, you put them on a platter. Like, you put them on a platform. And then...
Like a lazy Susan with a hole in the middle. Lazy Susan.
we're gonna sell it.
Put a 4-inch wide rubber belt around it to a a spindle going around on the side, so it's just spinning him around.
A stool turned upside down on his Lazy Susan. That's it. You can sit there like one of those spice racks, and you can just turn it to figure out which twink you're going to get tonight.
That's right.
This I don't one. Feel like Steve. Come back here.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, that's good. We've been having a lot of fun today. You've been listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about all things puppy and consensual sexual play. I've been Barely Normal.
And I have been Canes.
And I've been Dawson.
And be true to yourself, be true to your pup life, and
make
have
sure
a great
all
time
the
at Pride's. Are in the right places.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes. I forgot about my tagline. And I hope that all your parts are in the right places. Thanks, guys.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride.
Until next time, you know what to do.
Off Leash is an Injured Nerves production and is available on all major podcast platforms. The podcast is produced and directed by Barely Normal. Thank you to our generous pup sponsors, Scout W, Astro Wolf, Dawson P, Reddy, Pup Feral, Rudy Pup, and Scout. We appreciate your support and donations.